All right, want to continue Nani Chanukah, so we said we'll pick it up on Monday, the Sanhedrin. So let's go. We got a lot to do. Everyone have the pages in the Gemara? I want to begin with two Nakudas that we had on the previous Sugya. That Sugya we saw was on a Monday. Remember we said on Chaf Gimel and Beis, the Rava said Pshitali, that if you only had enough money to buy oil for... If you only had enough money to buy oil for Shemin and buy oil for Friday night candles, what one?
Shabbos.
Here. Can you take this? Yeah.
In the beginning or?
What one?
Shabbos.
Sholem Bias one. Sholem Bias one. Sholem Bias was other. Let me ask you a question. Then it said Sholem Bias against Kiddush, yes? Near Shabbos against Kiddush. What wins? Near Shabbos against Kiddush. What do you do about Near Shabbos? What do you do about Near Gabi? Gabi. Come on, you move up. Yeah, move up. Near Shabbos with Kiddush. What do you do with Near Shabbos with Kiddush? All the way. Come on, Gabi. Near Shabbos and Kiddush. What do you say about Near Shabbos and Kiddush? What do we say wins? No, Near Shabbos and Kiddush?
I mean, the Gemara didn't take Pshita right away, that's all.
Yeah, it said Near Shabbos. Sure it did. Included in the Pshita was Near Shabbos beat out Kiddush.
Didn't they say Tadir?
Because of Sholem Bias. No, Near Shabbos and Kiddush. Near Shabbos and Kiddush. So the first Nakud I want to mention is, why does it have to say that for? Why don't we, Near Shabbos and Kiddush, what comes first? What comes first, Allah Halamais? Is there a famous klal in Yuma called Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos? You familiar with that klal? Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos? What's the klal of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos? What's the klal of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos? Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos means, whichever mitzvah comes in front of you, you got to do. Right? Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. Whichever mitzvah comes in front of you, you got to do. Halacha L'maisa. Let's say you took out your tefillin for your talus. What do? You got to put your talus on. That's the din. Because it's an insult to the mitzvah. So the Nishmas Adam asks, he says he doesn't understand. Halakas Ner's before Shkia, when do you do Kiddush? You do it afterwards. So why did the Gemara have to come on the Sholem Bayis? Why did the Gemara have to come on the Sholem Bayis? Sholem Bayis beats out what? Sholem Bayis beats out Kiddush. What do you have to come on the Sholem Bayis for? Say Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. Say Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. You hear the kasha? What do you have to come on the Sholem Bayis for at all? Just say Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. The Nishmas Adam asked this kasha. There's a famous call Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. Whichever mitzvah comes first, you got to do. Near Shabbos comes before Kiddush. Why do you have to come on the Sholem Bayis? No, come here to kasha? That's what the Nishmas Adam asks. So I want you to get this down. Tosis says in Yuma, on Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph, that we only say in Mavirin Al Mitzvos when you have both mitzvahs in front of you. When you have both mitzvahs in front of you, Halacha L'maisa, and you meet one of them, then you say in Mavirin Al Mitzvos. I have my tefillin in front of me, I have my talus. I took out my tefillin first. I'm supposed to take out my talus first. When they're both in front of you, and you, one comes there, and you meet one before the other one, you got to do that one. But if you don't meet the in situation when you have Sholem Bayis candles, when you have Near Shabbos and you have Kiddush. It's a timeline. They don't come up at the same time. The only cloud in my mirror and Al-Mitzvahs comes up is when they can be done at the same time.
You're purchasing it before Shabbos. So you're sending it in the store with only one.
The fulfillment of the mitzvah, though. The fulfillment of the mitzvah is a timeline. So it's not like I have both in front of you. It's a good point, Johnny. But Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos looks at the Kiyum HaMitzvah. You look at the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So I can't decide, I'm going to be doing Shabbos candles first, and then I'm going to do Kiddush afterwards, so it's clear that I do my Shabbos candles. It's not true. Because only if you can do the both mitzvahs at the same time, then you have what? Then you have the situation of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. You can't make a choice. You got to do the first one you meet. But in this situation, it's not Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos.
It's the same thing with the Shabbos and Chanukah candles, too.
Shabbos and Chanukah candles, the Gemara said, because of what? That's why the Gemara had to come out of Sholem Bayis. That's exactly why. Because there you can fulfill it the same around approximate time. So the Gemara had to say Sholem Bayis.
They're never together.
Sure you can. The Friday night candles and the Shabbos candles, Friday night candles, Chanukah at the same time. They can be done before Shkia. So that's why you had to come on the Sholem Bayis. The Kasha of the Gemara is, why did we have to come? Kasha asks, why did you have to come on the Sholem Bayis?
But you always have to do Chanukah candles before Shabbos.
You don't have to. You can make it tonight. You can make it tonight. You can light the Shabbos flip with the tonight and the new Chanukah candles. So that's why the Gemara had to come on to the Klal of Sholem Bayis. But we're asking why the Gemara had to come on to the Klal of Sholem Bayis when it came to what? Kiddush and Shabbos candles? The answer is because you can't say in Mavir and Al-Mitzvahs. You could say in Mavir and Al-Mitzvahs in your case, because they're coming up at the same time. When you talk about Shabbos candles or Hanukkah candles, you could say in Mavir and Al-Mitzvahs. That's why you had to what? That's why you had to come on Shalom Bayis to be the deciding factor. But when it comes to what? When it comes to Kiddush and Shabbos candles, you don't say the Klali Mavir and Al-Mitzvahs, because the truth is that there's a timeline. And when there's a timeline, don't say the Klali Mavir and Al-Mitzvahs. So how do you choose? Shalom Bayis. Now, I'll tell you, though, what happens if you have Thursday night? You only have enough money for Thursday night licht and Friday night Shabbos candles. What will be the din in that case?
Right, that's what I meant to be asking. Oh,
so what will be the din in that case? So the Prima Gadim writes in the Rosh Yosef, what does he say? He says, Allah Lamaisa, if you have money, he says, Vadai near Chanuk would be other. Because why? Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. In that case, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Why? Why would you say Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs in that case? Allah Lamaisa. You still could use the money. But the bottom line is that in this situation, that's what the Rosh Yosef says. That's why it says Allah Lamaisa. If you have enough money, yeah, you could do near Shabbos.
Wouldn't Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs only apply when you could do both?
Right.
Here you can't do both.
I understand, but you could put away the money like you asked me. You could put away the money for the Shabbos candles. Right? But the shot is that what? That I decide I do near Chanukah, because near Chanukah is here first. Because the Kiyum Mitzvah is first. So that's the Chiddush L'maisa that we have. I wanted to point out to you about Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. That's the Chiddush we have by this klal. Okay? Two Nakudas. I want you to get number one. You only say the Tyson Yuma is Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs and Daf Lamed Gimel when both mitzvahs can be what? Done here, but I meet one first. Then I say I got to meet the first one I met. But L'maisa, when I'm down in H. Witzua, which mitzvah? I don't say that. Halacha L'maisa. So you can't say by Kiddush and the wine and the Shabbos candles this halacha. Because on a timeline, L'maisa, one comes before the other. That's why I have to come on to what? I have to come on the Shalom Bayis. Okay? You can't just simply say Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. The first mitzvah I meet is what? The first mitzvah I meet is you know, Shabbos candles and then Kiddush. You can't say that klal unless what? Kashir pogeya b'shnei mitzvahs. Kashir efshar l'kayim shtei mitzvahs. You're able to fulfill shtei mitzvahs. That's what the Taisa says in Maseches what? Maseches Yuma. Okay? All right, very good. Let's get to the sugi at hand, our sugi right here. Okay, let's see the Gemara inside. Okay? Who doesn't have the Gemara? Let's see the Gemara Itmar. Okay? Who doesn't have the Gemara? Let's take a look. Here, guys. Okay? Who wants to read the Gemara? All right, let's see the Gemara. Okay, the two pages start from Itmar. Gab, you want to read? No? Who wants to read? Adam, go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Itmar.
We just have go ahead. Can we have an example of a case then of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs?
Yeah, the talus and the tefillin. The talus and the tefillin. What are you supposed to put on first? Talus and then the tefillin. What happens if I take out of my box the tefillin first? What's the din? I have to put my tefillin on first. What's the din if I take my tefillin shel Rosh off first?
You don't put it on.
Why not? Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, what's the answer? It's because there's a kosev. But what did it say before that? Beninecha is tefillin shel Rosh. What's tefillin shel Yad? Kshar tam lo sayidecha. That comes first. But if I take my tefillin before my talus on, I do have to put my tefillin on. Because then I can fulfill both at the same time. You follow me at that time. That's when I set up. But if you're on a timeline where I do the Shabbos candles before Shkia and Kiddush as much afterwards, there's no shilav in my viral mitzvahs. I can't say in my viral mitzvahs. That's why I got to come on the Shalom Bayis. That's why Shalom Bayis is the clincher. You can't say in my viral mitzvahs. It's not fear. But as Johnny pointed out very astutely, if you have Thursday night Chanukah licht and enough money only for that, or Friday night Shabbos licht, what do? There we'll say in that situation, use the money for what? Use the money for lift. All right, why don't you say in that situation, Shalom Bayis? But you can't talk about Shalom Bayis because they're not together.
Right, no, I would say you don't say Mavir Nala Mitzvahs because you can't do both there. So you're going to do Shalom Bayis.
No, he says not. He says you're going to. The Prima Gadim and the Rosh Yosef says that it's not something that's. It's not a competition because you're Thursday night and this is Friday night. So he says you have to do it the moment, and the moment is use the money for the Hanukkah candles.
So the Shiloh and the Gemara is really just. Friday. We're talking about Friday afternoon.
That's what the Pashim Shad. Everyone said.
And you're assuming that he's going to light
Shabbos
on it tonight.
It was enough money. It was enough money only for Friday. You're holding by Friday night. What you going to do Friday night? Okay, let's see the Gemara inside now. Okay, go ahead. Let's see. We got a lot to see. Go ahead, Adam. Hit Mark. Let's see inside. Okay, what does Rav say? You're not allowed to be Malik from one candle to the other. Shmuel says you're allowed to. That's one Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Go ahead. Excellent. Are you allowed to take Tzitzit from one Beged and put it on another? Rav says us or Shmuel says Mutter. Second Machlekes. Number three. Are you allowed to drag a bench on a ground and there's 50-50 chance a hole might be made, which is Choresh? What's the din? That's Darshin and Miskavin. Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, Darshin and Miskavin is Aser. Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon that Darshin and Miskavin is Mutter. Go ahead. All three of these Machlokasim, Amar Abaye.
Amar Abaye, Kol Milei, Dabar, Abish Rav, Lagar, Mechani, Tzvat,
Da'avid, Abaye says, in my Rebbe, Rabba, Mar is Rabba, Abai's Rebbe is Rabba Bar Nachmani. Always passes like Rabba against Shmuel, except for these three instances that we hold like Shmuel. Go ahead. Desanya. Bryce says explicitly, Dover Shin and Miskavid's Mutter. I'm not Mechavid to make a hole. If it's a soft ground where it's going to be a hole, that's a secretion. That's awesome. That's inevitable. That we learned last year. But it's 50-50. So therefore, Uri Darshim is Kavis Mutter. So let's get down. Kola Tarakula, we know the cloud. Where's the daf? Bukharis, we've said it before. Mem Testament based. In Isurim, we pass like who? Rav. In Dinimamas, we pass like who? Shmuel. Rav is a bigger bucky than Shmuel in Isurim. Shmuel is a bigger bucky than Rav in Mamas, the Rush says above the comment. Don't get me wrong, they were great in both areas. But the question is who is greater than the other in each area? Okay? So these three areas, and this is what I said this morning in Seder, Mitzvahs and Isurim are the same area. Mamadus is a separate area. Mitzvahs and Isurim are the same area. Why are Mitzvahs and Isurim in the same area? Because if you don't do a mitzvah, you've done an Isur, right? Okay. Excellent, Adam. So we Paskin Ladina like Shmuel. Let's see if that's true. Go ahead. Don't listen to him. Time of the Rav. So let's get it down. Ein madlikin miner l'ner. That's Ushita. That's Rav. What are the two reasons given in the Gemara? The Talmud Chacham says, doesn't identify him, we'll just call him Talmud Chacham. Ahumi Rabbanan says, what's the reason why you're not allowed to be madlik miner l'ner? To bizayim. Bizui mitzvah. Here you go ahead, and you take a mat, a fire, which is devoted for a candle, a mitzvah, and you go ahead and use it for something else. And what does Rav Ada Bar Ahava hold? Rav Ada Bar Ahava. What does he hold? What does Achushe mean? Achushe means weakening. You weaken the mitzvah. As Rashi says, we're going to learn Rashi's like it's Mar Sinai. Read the Rashi there. Read that Rashi there. Time of the Rav. Go ahead. You take a toothpick, a kisame, and you light from one flame to the other. That is disrespectful. A toothpick is chulin. How dare you touch the toothpick of chulin to a ner shel mitzvah? What is achushe? Go ahead. Yeah, read the Dibra Maskil. Lachluchis. Shmano. So I want to learn Mexi's going on the whole Rashi. The Sfasemis learns not like I said. He says it looks like you're taking a flame, period, and then you actually are drawing oil. Now we were discussing in LP physics, which I don't really know much about, when you take from a flame, are you taking from the oil too? I don't think so. I'm not sure though. If you tip it, you are. If you tip it, you are. So maybe the Sfasemis learns that you're tipping it. But I'm learning that Mexi's on the whole Rashi. It looks bad, guys. When you take a flame, it looks like you're taking a flame of a mitzvah and you're drawing oil from it. It just looks bad. It's messy. So these are two distinct reasons given in the Gemara. Okay? As the Rai Ras is Eman Mikulin in there. But at this point, who do you possibly like anyway? Who do you possibly like anyway? Shmuel holds what? Malikim in there. Go ahead, Adam. Look in the Gemara, guys. Let's see. Yeah. My Benayu. Oh, go ahead. If it's a problem of bizu mitzvah, you don't use a toothpick. If you go from candle to candle, what bizayon is there? There's no bizayon. You're going from one mitzvah to the other. Go ahead, mandamar. Excellent. If you hold akushe mitzvah, you're still what? You still looks bad. Still looks just as bad. It's also even with a toothpick, even without a toothpick. It looks like you're drawing the oil. So that's a great nafkamina. Everyone got the nafkamina? Okay. Chlor, biter, let's go. Two kashas from Mishnayos. Go ahead. Nasiv.
Nasiv Rav Avya, Sela Shal Meiser Sheni, Aim Shokin Kinegdo, Dinare Zahav. Bapil Lakalala Meiser Sheni Akar.
What's the case? What is Meiser Sheni? Truma every year you got to give to the Kohanim? Right? What's after Truma? Maaser should give every year to the Levim, except for Shemitah year, right? 6 years of the cycle. Maaser Sheni is years 1, 2, 4, and 5. You take those foods up to Yerushalayim, eat them there, we said. Or if it's too hard to schlep, you transfer on the coins. Take the coins up to Yerushalayim and buy what? Shlamim or salami sandwiches and beverages, we said, right? You have to buy food. Maaser Ani is what year? 3 and 6, you give to Ani. What happens if I want to take Maaser Sheni coins, which already been transferred to Kedusha from the food, the payers, to the coins. I want to transfer them to other coins. But the other coins, let's say, are 5 pounds of gold. And the Moshe Sheni coins are 5 pounds of gold. But I'm not sure. I want to weigh them. I want to make sure the other set is really 5 pounds of gold. So I weigh them corresponding, and I'm using, what is the weight? The Moshe Sheni coins. That's usser. That's a utility. I'm not being covetic to the Meisher Sheni coins, because I'm using them for my own utility. That's wrong, the Mishnah says. It's usher to do that. So plug in the kasha. Go ahead, Adam. If they argue what, Miner Lener, about what? But Shmuel assers what? Shmuel assers the what? Shmuel assers the toothpick. He asks it with the toothpick. So therefore what? How what? It's not a kasha. Why is it not a kasha? Why is this not a kasha, guys? If you hold the reason is because of what? If you hold the reason is because of what? What do we say? What do we say? If the machlokus is based on what? Bizui mitzvah. Then what do you have? What is permissible? Everyone agrees you're allowed to be malik benir lanir, right? Bizui mitzvah is only bizayon when you use the toothpick. Shmuel says it's not a bizayon. Rav says it is a bizayon. But if everyone holds achushe mitzvah, if Rav holds achushe mitzvah, that means Rav says it's aser, even without a toothpick, and Shmuel says it's aser. Rav says it's aser without a toothpick, Shmuel says it's mutter. But when it comes to a toothpick, everyone holds it's aser. That's exactly what the Gemara says. As the Ritva says, we want to limit the machlokes. Well, give me an example. How would you widen the machlokes? Shmuel says everything's mutter, meaning even with a toothpick. And Rav says it's us even without a toothpick. Can you say such a thing? The Ritva says chas v'shalom. We have a mandate in Shas. We have a general klal. We always want to limit the machlokes. So that's not acceptable. The Gemara says if you say the machlokes is, according to Rav Ada Bar Ava, that it's achushe mitzvah, right? What does achushe mitzvah mean? That Rav asks it without the toothpick, and Shmuel matters it, right? Yeah?
Right.
But when it comes with the toothpick, everyone says it's what? Everyone says it's also. Then the Mishnah is beautiful.
It's a bizayon.
It's a bizayon. And this is a bizayon what you're doing with the Meisher Sheni coins. Go ahead, Adam. Ella?
Ella, I read Bikinsa Nami Shari.
But if you hold Bikinsa Nami Shari, if you hold like the Talmud Chacham, who says that it's a bizayon the issue, that Rav says using the toothpick is also because of bizayon, but Shmuel says it's mutter, it's not a bizayon. Then what does Shmuel do with the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni? Why does he allow the toothpick by Hanukkah? And he asks the coins being used as a weight. Go ahead, Eli'in Amras. It's a kasha. It's a bomb kasha on Shmuel. If you learn like the Talmud Chacham. Does everyone cop that? There's actually using the toothpick. Is that a bizayon? Rav says it is. Dasar. Shmuel says not a bizayon. Okay, Shkoyach. If you say it's not a bizayon, why does the Mishnah say in Maaseh Sheni? You, Shmuel, can't argue on Mishnayos. Why does the Mishnah say in Maaseh Sheni? You can't use the coins as a weight. You're the kasha? That's the kasha Gemara. Go ahead, Adam. What's the terrors? Become afik? No problem. You know what's going to happen? As Adam pointed out, 90% of the time, are you going to get exactly 5.0 pounds of gold when you measure it? Your Maaseh Sheni coins are that. But this new batch, you think it's going to be exactly the same? Let's say it's 8 or 9, Ellie. You think I'm going to want to use the 8, 9 coins of, pounds of gold coins to be devoted now to Kedusha Maaseh Sheni? I'm losing out money. That means I measured it for naught. That means I used these Maaseh Sheni coins for naught. That's why it's a problem. You follow what I'm saying? So I want you to get down in the Shulchan Aruch. What was the siman on Madliki Miner Lanier? What was it? Tuf Resh Ayin Hey? Tuf Resh Ayin Dalet. I want you to get it down. Uri, if I light from one candle and the wind blows it out, have I done an Isser? Yes. Yes, I have.
Oh, if you light in front of the...
If I light in front of a wind and it blows out, I don't end up doing a mitzvah with it, I have done an Isser. That's exactly what happens with the gold, with the coins. The coins, we made a flat-out Isser, you never do it, because 99% of the time it's going to come out, you're not going to end up transferring the Kedusha onto the coins. So you used it for utility that was what? That was wrong. It was for naught. When it comes to Nir, it's not for naught. And that's why it's considered to be okay. In a Hanami, if you want to develop a scenario, the Shulchan Aruch says, please get it down. Tuf Resh Ayin Dalet Tzif Aleph. Yesh matir mizeh elim kenhu inyin sheish locha sheyichpa nir shel chol kodem sheyalik nir shel Hanukkah. If you're afraid that it's going to go out, sheyichpa nir shel chol kodem sheyalik nir shel Hanukkah, you're transferring it, and then it goes out, you did the wrong thing. Halacha l'maisa. You did the wrong thing. So that's how the Gemara saves it. Okay? That's how the Gemara saves it. Okay, go ahead, Adam. Next kasha the Gemara. Go ahead. Vechila Oruh Tzarek? Do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the light of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan? Vahalo? The Hashem led us with His own light. Ella what? The whole point of the near of the menorah and the mikdash to show that the Shekhin exists in the world. Klai Yisrael. Go ahead. My Eidus. That the Shekhin is resting by Klai Yisrael. What's the testimony? Go ahead. I'm a Rav. Bahacha. Oh, so what's going on here? So I want you to get this. There are two shittas in the Gemara Menachos. What did the menorah look like? Was it all one brass, or one not brass, but was it all one piece of metal? Or were the stems that held the menorah, the lights, made of Legos, meaning that you could unscrew them? Were they permanent, or were they what? Put in and screwed out? The Gemara is going according to the opinion that they were permanent. That means to say that the Nir Maharavi was never able to be taken out. And you had to light all the other candles from the Nir Maharavi. So that means the following. What does that mean? The Nir Maharavi couldn't be picked up. So that means obviously you had to be Madlik Minir Lanir. You obviously had to be Madlik Minir Lanir. Because you know the Nir Maharavi Hashem had an ace. It would last 24 hours from night to the, all through the night to the next day, to the end of the day. And from that, they would relight it, and then they would light all the other candles. The other candles would go out in the morning. They would light through the night and go out in the morning. The Nir Maharavi stayed for 24 hours. So if it stayed for 24 hours, what do you see from there? Madliki Minilir. What's the Kasha, Adam? Ubein what? What does it say? Kasha, Ubein the what?
Kasha, Ubein the what?
It's a kasha on both. Why is it a kasha on both? Why is it a kasha on both? Because why? You told me, Adam, why is it a kasha on both? Because what do you have to do? You would need to what? If you hold Bisui Mitzvah, isn't that Mevaz in the Mitzvah? You're using a toothpick, according to Rav, and according to Achusha Mitzvah, you're going to be lighting from it. So how do you do that? So what's Gemara say? Go ahead. Tir Gemara Papa. We're talking about long wicks. So you didn't have to move anything. So if it's a long wick, it was fine. So the Gemara asks, what? Sof, sof. Oh, you still got a problem. Why you still have a problem with the long wick? Because you're drawing out from where? From the there, and that's usher. So what does Gemara end up saying? Kasha. What's kasha mean? So I want you to get down in notes. Let's get it. Anytime kasha appears in Shas, it's a machlokas Rashbam and his Rebbe. In Baba Basra and Beizim and Beiz, the Rashbam quotes, is it like a tiyufta? Is it totally slugging it up? Or is that the Gemara is not interested in giving an answer now, but if you think on your own, you could come up with your own answer. Anytime kasha appears, is kasha synonymous with tiyufta or not? That's a machlokas Rashbam and his Rebbe. Okay? Now, here you could say that the Gemara is slugging up the opinion of what? You could say the Gemara is slugging up the opinion of what? Of Achushe? Or you could say the Gemara wasn't interested in giving an answer. What's the answer, though, that you could say? So the Ritva says right here, I want you to get it. He says, unbelievable answer. He says, here's Exerza Kasa, if you have no other choice. How else are you going to light all the candles on Ner Maravi? But except do this. This Gemara is going according to my number, the Ner Maravi can't be pulled out. It was unscrewable. It wasn't like a Lego. Mefurak, like Taisa says, Di Ramaskava Hancha. Like if you say it was Lego, then you could just pull it out and light it.
That was like the Shamash, the Ner
Maravi? Ner Maravi was kind of like the Shamash, correct. But it was one of the seven, though. It was one of the seven. So it was like the Shamash in that sense. But it wasn't, we're going like the opinion that says it was permanent part of the Menorah. It was a permanent part of the Menorah, you got a problem. So I want you to get this down. So if you hold to Yufta, fine. But if you don't hold to Yufta, what does the Ritva say? Dear Maskel Sof, he says, I'll give you an answer. The answer is no other way to light it. This is the only choice you have to judge a kasha. So what do you see from this Gemara? Yesterday we had a whole shtickle Torah Uri. When it says, Halakha Otsimitz Kedashkachem B'Menorah. Remember I said Kedashkachem B'Menorah? What did Menorah mean according to Rashi? It meant the Mikdash. The Gemara itself here is comparing what? Halakhas Neiris with what? With the Menorah. It's not just Rashi. I was giving myself Musar. It's the Gemara. The Gemara compares the two. The earlier part of the Gemara. Now, let me ask you, on this comparison, let me ask you the following question. Does this comparison make sense to you? Does this comparison make sense to you to compare the two together? What do you think? Is it so pasha to compare the two together? So the Sfasemis asks no. He says, I don't understand. He says, when it comes to the menorah, all the candles of Akvin Zuatzu in the Beis HaMikdash, you need all of them to be lit. It's all one mitzvah. And therefore, I can understand it can be malik from one to another. But when it comes to the Hanukkah candles, each one stands on its own. Each one is own mitzvah. How do you compare menorah to Hanukkah? When it comes to menorah, it's all one mitzvah.
Why is it all? Why are they all?
They're all makvin to it too. If you don't have all seven lit, you're not yotze.
Hanukkah candles.
Each one represents something. Let's say I lit three, and not tonight. I'm supposed to do four. Right. I'm yotze something. It's not all one mitzvah. It's not all or nothing. How do you compare Hanukkah and the Ner Hanukkah, the Hanukkah and the Menorah and the Mikdash?
I thought we said yesterday it was the first candle is the mitzvah and then everything else is hidden.
Yeah, but each one represents days. It's not Ma'akev Zuatzu. They're not Ma'akev Zuatzu. What does Ma'akev Zuatzu mean?
Right, if you don't do one, it won't work.
That means, that's not true. That's not true, we said. We said each day, if I light four, the example we gave yesterday, I thought it was the wrong night. Let's say tonight, I ended up only lighting three, and I didn't do four. Am I yaitzi something? Yeah. Of course I'm yaitzi something. They're different scenarios. They're not makiv zu itzu.
Because it goes back to probably near effort.
But I'm saying each day of hitter mitzvah that I represent is not linked to the other candle. I'm still yotze what I did.
The other candles are just hitter. That's what I'm trying to say.
I understand. Exactly. So they're not makiv zu itzu. They're not Makik Zunzu.
So the bigger
it's how do you compare the Beis HaMikdash's menorah with the Hanukkah candles?
We only have one.
Exactly. Therefore, they're Ma'akiv Zuitzu and the Hanukkah candles are not. So how do you compare the two together? How do you compare the two together? That's the Sfas Emesis Kasha. So the answer to that Kasha is as follows. The answer is twofold. Number one, the Beis HaLevi suggests that the Gemara that says that it's Usher to Madlik Nir Lanir is exactly like the different days, from day three to day two. When you're Madlik the days, if you're not Madlik one of them, you mess up everything. If you're not Madlik one of them, then you mess up the Nisbra Yomim. And therefore, Rav still says it's also Madlik Menir Lanir. So the Gemara says, you see that they are what? They are connected to one another. You see that they're connected to one another. The Gemara says, by the menorah we find the Makvin Zuatzu, but still you can be Madlik Menir Lanir. You see, it's kind of like what Johnny wanted to say. What are the different hit or miss candles? They're supposed to represent the different days. So they are connected to one another, in a sense. They are connected to one another in a sense. And you see the menorah is connected with one another in their Makkah Zuitzu. So at Lamaisa, we can be Madlik Minir Lanir. So therefore, we can compare it to Hanukkah. So in that sense, they're comparable. Because each one represents the day. So if you miss one, you're offsetting the other, the count. For how am I getting the other count for the other days? So in that sense, they are connected to one another. That's what the Gemara was holding. So that's how you compare the menorah with the Beis HaMikdash. You can compare the Chanukiah with the Beis HaMikdash. Because in that sense, they are connected to one another. Because you'll mess up the count. If you don't count five, then you're messing up what? Then in what sense, how do I know this one represents this night? That's what the Beis HaLevi wants to say. Now the Sfas Emes quotes the Chiddush Arim and says, very interesting. He says, what the halach is by the menorah is that each stem al pidin is makif zuitzu. Each stem halach lamaisa. And therefore, it's a din in the stems. And you need all seven of the stems to be lit. If you're missing one of the stems, then it's possible to hold menorah. But the truth of the matter is, each nir is its own mitzvah halakha on its own. And therefore, you can be madlik menir lanir. It's not a din of the candles. It's a din, you need all the kanim, the stems, to be full of a candle. So I need the light one to fulfill that halakha. But the bottom line is, each halakha is its own independent halakha. So therefore, if that's Chanukah, the Beis HaMikdash, then it's compared with the Chanukah candle as well. That's the comparison that the Sfas Emes wants to say, Hashem, the Chiddush Arim, and the Beis HaLevi. But we see clearly in the Gemara's comparison, it works out beautifully. Okay, so that brings us to the following now. What does the Gemara say? Go ahead, Adam, what's the next line of the Gemara? My what? What's my Havi'olah mean? What's the Psak Halacha? And that's what we saw yesterday. So let me ask you a question. What does my Havi'olah mean? What does my Havi'olah mean? Didn't we just decide already? What did we just say in the Gemara? Didn't we just slug up? Didn't we just slug up that we hold like who? Who do we hold like? Shmuel anyway, correct? Didn't we just say we hold like Shmuel? If you hold like Shmuel, man, link him in there, Lanier, even through a kisein, right? What do we say? Which sheet did we just slug up, possibly? Which sheet did we slug up? Rav Adam or Rav, no? Didn't we slug up a chuche mitzvah? So we're holding what? The sheet is bizoyo in Rav. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether Madlik Menir Lanir. Who do we hold like? Who do we hold like? Shmuel. That means using a toothpick is not a bizoyo. So what's the Gemara say? My Havi'olah. What's the Psak? We already decided the Psak. What do you mean my Havi'olah? Does everyone have what I'm saying? What do you mean my Havi'olah? We just slugged up, we said, ain't Madlik Menir Lanir. We slugged up this one. So it's bizoyim. But Shmuel says, my leaky millionaire, he holds that a toothpick is not a bizoyim. So what's the question, my Havi'olah? So all the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. Please get this. And the Gemara goes on to say that, what does it say? Adam, we saw it yesterday. If you hold a lakos mitzvah, then what? What's the next line of the Gemara say? If you hold a lakos mitzvah, then what? My leaky millionaire. If you hold a nachos mitzvah, it says what? So the Tosfos here and the Ritva answer this kasha. Please get it. What do they say? Tosfos says as follows. He has two pshatim. Tosfos maskamai havela. Tosfos says like this. Very beautiful. He says, you know what? Okay. I want to tell you something. Even though we paskin like who? Even though Lamaisa, we paskin like Shmuel, I want to know what Shmuel means. Does Shmuel mean it's good even through a toothpick? Or Lamaisa, does it mean without a toothpick? So what does it depend upon? If you hold hadlakos a mitzvah, then what? Then it's exactly like the menorah. And therefore what? And therefore Shmuel allows it what? Shmuel allows it even with the kisein. Because you're doing a mitzvah. So even with the toothpick, Shmuel allows it. But if you hold hanachos a mitzvah, then what's the din? If you hold hanachos a mitzvah, what's the din? It's not similar to the menorah. And therefore the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is without the toothpick. But with the toothpick, Shmuel will hold that it's aser. So that's what Tosus writes in the second shot. Please get it. Meaning that the Gemara says, my havya Allah, what is my havya Allah? My havya Allah. What does my havya Allah mean? It means, according to Shmuel, who we paskin like, does it mean we paskin that it's even good with a toothpick? Which is the pashup shot. But that's if you hold halakos and mitzvah. If you hold halakos and mitzvah, then even a toothpick I'll allow because I'm lighting a mitzvah. But if you hold hanachos and mitzvah, then it's usher. If you hold hanachos and mitzvah, then it's usher for me to use a toothpick. It'll be mutter only without a toothpick.
Why would it be mutter?
What'd you say?
Why would it be mutter?
Because if it's hanachos and mitzvah, right? If it's hanachos and mitzvah, I'm not doing a bazillion. I'm not using a toothpick. So then I'll allow them out of the community linear. Okay? I'll allow it, halacha l'maaseh. If I hold hanachos and mitzvah, it's not similar to menorah. Hanachos and mitzvah, I'm not doing the right thing. So therefore, Shmuel will allow it, shalai yedei kisein. It depends upon whether you hold hanachos and mitzvah. Ben, that's the next line of the Gemara. If I hold hanachos and mitzvah, then it's going to be what? It's not considered to be permissible. Because halacha l'maaseh, that's why, if I hold hanachos and mitzvah, it's not similar to menorah. Menorah is the exact example of that. So the machleis Rav and Shmuel shalom ayidei kisein. Ayidei kisein Shmuel limodet sasser. So that's one way to learning. That's the second day of Tosfos, what I just said over. What is my havalah? The second day of Tosfos is halibud Shmuel. Halibud Shmuel. It depends upon halakos and mitzvah or not. What's the first day of Tosfos? The first day of Tosfos is like this. That the Gemara is going with Rav, and they're going back. I thought we said we don't passing like Rav. No, we are now. We're back out. We're backtracking. We don't hold like Shmuel. We're going like Rav against Rava, who passing like Shmuel. And the shah is, did Rav aser without a toothpick or only with a toothpick? So plug it in. If you hold on lakos and mitzvah, then it's what? Then it's like the menorah, and it's mutter without a toothpick. But if you hold on nachos and mitzvah, then it's not similar to the menorah at all. If it's not similar to menorah at all, then it's going to be what? Then it's going to be usher, even without the toothpick. It's going to be completely usher. So I want you to get this down, Ali. According to the first round of Tosfos, the shaila is, I'll leave it a Rav. I'll leave it a Rav. The shaila of the Gemara is, I'll leave it a Rav. I'll leave it a Rav. What do you mean, Rav? Yes, we're holding like Rav. So when Rav ushered it, did he mean without a toothpick? Or did he mean what? Even with it, or did he mean it's usher even with the toothpick? Halacha l'maaseh. That's the shaila. So if you hold a lakos and mitzvah, what does a lakos and mitzvah mean? I'm doing a mitzvah. So we'll allow you to use it what, without a toothpick. If you hold a nachos and mitzvah, you bump it up, and it's going to be usher even with what? Even without a toothpick, it'll be usher. Because it's a nachos and mitzvah, you're not allowed to touch anything. A nachos and mitzvah, you can't touch it. That's how the Gemara brings in a nachos and mitzvah, a lakos and mitzvah. That's the real, if you learn the sugya really. The Gemara connects a lakos and mitzvah, a nachos and mitzvah with this notion of madlikim in Ir-Lanir. Because are you doing something right or doing something wrong? So these are the two pshatim of Tosfos, what my havya Allah means. Okay? So the first pshat of Tosfos is totally arguing, saying we don't hold like Shmuel anymore. We hold like Rav. And the truth is, there's one other pshat, the Ritva Damasko Mai, that says the suffix of the Gemara is, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rav? And therefore, halakha minir linir is mutter with no toothpick? Or do we hold like Shmuel, that it's mutter even with the toothpick? Straight up. Who's the, who do we paskin? Rav or Shmuel. That was Gufa the Shai. That's number three. That's the Ritva. The Ritva is number three. The Ritva says, who do we pass like? Me, Poskin. Who do we pass like? Rav or Shmuel straight up. If you hold like Shmuel, then we're going to allow, even without a what? Even without a toothpick. Halacha l'maaseh. If we pass like Shmuel, we're going to allow, even with a toothpick, halacha l'maaseh. Okay? So that's the din. That's the din, halacha l'maaseh, we want to suggest. That's the Shaila my Havilah. So the Shaila my Havilah is exactly what? Is exactly this Nakuda. That's the Chiddush you want to bring out here. Okay? So we say here, my Havi Allah is the Shiloh Allah. So who do we pass them like? So it comes out. Let's get this, okay? Let's get this now. I want you to get this down about who do we, Legabi, the Shiloh Allah. Now, if you hold Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, what's a Nusach Abracha? If you hold Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, what's a Nusach Abracha? Oh, excellent, David. The Ramban says the Nusach Abracha is Lahaniach Shir Shochanaka. But the Miuchas Loran says the Nusach is Lahadlik Lahaniach. You say both. Or it's Lahaniach. So please get it down. According to the Ramban, if you hold Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, what's the Nusach Abracha? Lahaniach Shir Shochanaka. So the Nusach Abracha, according to the Ramban, is Lahaniach if you hold Lamaisa Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. However, let's see Lamaisa, where we have to get this pshat, this chiddush. Okay? According to Tosfos, we paskin halakha is a mitzvah, and you're allowed to be malik v'nir l'nir. What did Tosfos say in Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph? We have a chumra to use a shamish. Right? We have a chumra to use a shamish. The Gemara says, minig ha'olam is to be machmer to use a shamish. Okay? Ein l'shanos ha'minig, says Tosfos. The Magen Avraham is masbir, I want you to get this. Why is it a problem? Because Mikra Din, how many candles do you need? One candle, Nerish Ubeso. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. All the other what? All the other Nerish, which are connected to Yomim, you're not allowed a lot Madlik from Nerisho, which is the Ikar Mitzvah. Because those are Hidden Mitzvah. That's what the Magen Avraham says. You follow what I'm saying? The Magen Avraham says you can't take the Ikar Mitzvah and count the other. It's not on the same level. Rabbi Kivega says, what are you talking about? Each person has a personal chiyuv to light with a bracha. He's not yotz with the baal bayis. So why can't you be madlik the near rishon from the near ikari of the madlik rishon? You're mechayav halacha mikra din, right? Let's say, can a child be madlik from his father's candle? Why not? They're both mikra din, Rabbi Kivager asks. And the Prima Gadim points out, even the bnei bayis that say a bracha for themselves, they don't have to be madlik. They don't have to be madlik at all. It's also to be madlik, man, near Ikari. Also, the neighbors here, Kenegat Yomim. And also, the neighbors, Kenegat Ben Avayis. He says it's Asr Allah Lamaisa. What's mutter to be madlik near Lanir? Two balabatim from the same Iker candle, it's permissible. Allah Lamaisa. Two balabatim can light from the same Iker candle. Allah Lamaisa. But he says, the Prima Gadim says, Beferish. Each person says his own bracha. You can't light from a near Ikari, from the neighbors that are Huluk or Kenegat say Yamin. He says it's a problem. It's Usr. Halacha l'maisa. It's Mamish Usr. So what are we talking about when we say Madlikim Inir Lanir? What are we talking about? To Balabatim, the Iker Mitzvah candle. But to light from the near candle to the Hitter Mitzvah candle is not acceptable. That's exactly what Rabbi Kivager writes in the Magen Avraham. I want you to get that down. That's the answer. Because remember we said the Ramah says Madlikim Inir Lanir? We pass him like that? We pass him like Tisus. So the Ramah is a skumra, don't do it. What do you mean don't do it? Tisus says a skumra, don't do it. Don't do what? That's what the Magen Avraham says. Don't do what? Don't light an Iker Mitzvah candle to the Hitter Mitzvah candles. So Rabbi Kivager says, what? He says, that's not what it means. Of course you can light from Iker Mitzvah, the two Balabatim can light from Iker Mitzvah candles. What's Usr is to light from what? Is to light from an Iker Mitzvah candle to the Hitter Mitzvah candles. That's not acceptable. That's what the Prima Gadim writes with Farish. So even those people that say they don't bracha Mikra Adin, you're not allowed to light. Also the Halik Maneri Kari, even from the other candles. That's Halacha L'maisa, that's considered to be the din. So that's a very interesting din, because the truth is, so when the Tosfos points this out, this Chumra, the Shari Tshuva quotes in B'Shuri, says against the Gemara. Madlikim Min Elanir. He has a Chumra. The Chumra makes a lot of sense. The Magen Avraham says he's talking about the Iker Mitzvah candle to the Hitter Mitzvah candles. The Rabbi Kivager says, what's the problem? Each person has a chiyuv to light. Each person has a chiyuv to light. If each person has a chiyuv to light, that's fine. That's exactly what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I think the word is that to light from a near mitzvah, Iker Mitzvah candle to the Hitter Mitzvah candles, that's usr. The chumra that the Ramah is saying is what? What's the chumra that the Ramah is suggesting? The Ramah is saying it's not a good idea to what? To light from what? It's not a good idea to light from the Iker Mitzvah candle to the other Iker Mitzvah candle because you get confused. You'll start lighting everything. Even though Maker Adin, it's what? Even though Maker Adin, it's on the same level. That's the pshat b'mayis in the Ramah. The Ramah is suggesting a public policy, don't start messing with the candle. Because the only thing that's good, Maker Adin, says the Prima God, is to go from Iker Mitzvah to Iker Mitzvah. That's what's permissible. But I don't want you to even do that. Because once you start doing that, everything's going to go awry. And the Beis HaLevi writes, he says, Beferish. He says, Beferish. He says, each Hiddur Mitzvah candle needs each other. Each one needs each other. Halacha L'maisa. And the Darkei Moshe says, if one of those candles go out, you're not allowed to light from the other Hiddur Mitzvah to the other Hiddur Mitzvah candle. Because we pass in Kofse and Zakuk law. If you light tonight four candles and the third one goes out, can you take from the fourth and light the third? No. You're done. Kofse and Zakuk law. Once it goes out, you don't have to relight it. Because you see that halacha l'maisa, even after it goes out, there's a din of what? That representing a certain day. And halacha l'maisa, you're not allowed to use that. So what I want to bring out is it's halacha l'maisa, you see clearly, ein madlik, we paskin madlikim in nil and there, halacha l'maisa, that's fine. But what is that regarding? What is madlikim in nil and there fine? Madlikim in nil and there is on the same level. If they're both ikar mitzvah candles, if they're hit or miss candles, that's an isser. That's an isser, says the Prima Gaudim. So what we're suggesting is what? Is that when he says, ain malikim in there later, the Tosfos Chumra is don't even mess with the candle to light another Iker Mitzvah candle. Because once you start doing that, you start lighting the Iker Mitzvah candles. And that's a problem, halacha l'maisa. And that's exactly what he says. That's what he says. Each guy lights with his own brach, ain't coming out to light his chavaso. Why can't he malik the near rishon, shal near ikra, and the malik arishon? As long as you keep the same level, everything's fine. Once you start going to Hiddur Mitzvah candles, that's a problem. We said yesterday that you could say a whole lot of this Hiddur Mitzvah is like the integrated that's on the same level. That's fine. But if you don't buy that, then it's not acceptable. Al pi halacha. So that's what we want to bring out, this Chiddush. I think that's the Chiddush of the Ramah and the Baal HaTaisis. Don't touch the candle. You don't touch the candle. If you don't touch the candle, then it'll be okay. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, very good. Now let's get to some other extension of that real quickly because we got a lot to see. Am I allowed to use the candle for other mitzvahs? What are some other mitzvahs that we have for candles?
Shabbos,
the Beis HaKnesses, a candle for learning. So the Tur writes, let's get it in Hilchos Chanukah. He says, for candles of Shabbos, many women light two candles. Can you light from one candle to the other? Let's get this down. So the Torah quotes that Neris mitzvahs mutal halik zemizet. Near Shabbos, near a Beit Knesses. And the Magen Avraham says, our minig is not to do that. Our minig is not to do that, halacha l'maisa. So the Prima Gaon says, our minig is not to light a Shabbos candle, take a toothpick, and light the other candle. That's our minig. Our minig is not to do that. But to light from one candle to the other, the Prima Gaonim says, is permissible. And the Shulta Giburim says, he says, how are you madlik, halacha l'maisa, how's the minig developed? People use the candle in the shul and they light chol for reading books and things like that. He says, that's not acceptable. The Shulta Giburim says, not acceptable. How did this minig develop, halacha l'maisa? Okay. So this brings us to the Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Reish Samach Gimel Sif Aleph asks, how's it mutter mikar adin to light near Shabbos from near Shabbos? How's that mutter? Halacha l'maisa.
Wasn't there only a minhag to have two?
Yeah, it's a minhag, but l'maisa, once you do it, you got to do it. But near Chanukah, it's shaykh to be matter it, because why? The Gemara says it. But what's our minhag by near Shabbos? It's not mentioned in the Gemara. So the Bala Truma says, Beferish, it's permissible. What's permissible? One Baal HaBayis to another Baal HaBayis is permissible. But it's Asur to Madlik, the near of Zachar, to the near of Shomer. Halacha l'maisa. That's what he wants to say.
It is in the Gemara, in Lag BaOmer Gemara.
No, Gemara never says Beferish. Gemara never says
the guy said, I'm...
No, but he writes it's Asur. But I want you to come up, what's the Sfar why it's Mutter? So listen to this. What's the whole point of near Shabbos? What do we say the whole point of near Shabbos is? Shalom Bayis. The more light, the better. So the Ber Halacha says that's why it's Mutter. He says, the more light, the better, halacha l'maisa. It's onig Shabbos. And therefore, the more candles, the better. It's mutal l'havlik mizel l'zeh. Just like you find near Chanukah, l'maisa malik zeh b'zeh, right? Mashenka near Hiddur, which are not guf mitzvah, it's nog l'hachmir. So Lamaisa, the whole point, Lamaisa, we have a minig to be machmir. You're not allowed to do the Iker Mitzvah candle with the what? From the Hitter Mitzvah candle, the Iker Mitzvah candle. Remember we said that? You're not allowed to do that. Here on Shabbos, they're all on the same level. They're all a great Shalom Bias. They're Ritzmutu Namadlik Minerlinir. Not a problem at all. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so at the end of the day, the Pashup Shad is that when we paskin, Halachos and Mitzvah, you can be Malik Minerlinir, that's Mechumra Mikra Din. So when the Rabban places our machmer, what are they machmer? Don't take the Iker Mitzvah candle and light it for what? And light it for what? What are we saying? For the Hitter Mitzvah candles. Because you might not buy that mahal if the Hitter Mitzvah is integrated to the Iker Mitzvah. And we want to take it to the degree that it's not a good idea to do Iker to Iker. Because once you start messing Iker to Iker, you'll start using it for other things as well. That's why it's such a great eunuch to have a shamish.
What about Hitter to Iker?
Hitter to Iker should be good. Hitter dicker should be good. Hitter dicker should be good, Ben. Not a problem. It's a good point. Hitter dicker should be good. But Lamaisa, from the Iker to the Hitter, that's going to be a chumrah. And we're saying maybe it's not a good idea to do Iker Iker, because you're going to start using it completely. Okay. Vaikana. Adam, you have the Gemara there in Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph? What did the Gemara say in Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph? You have the packet there? About the women. We mentioned that the Gemara says the Nusach HaBracha, if you hold on Nachos and Mitzvah, is what? What'd you say, David? According to the Ramban, if you hold on Nachos and Mitzvah, the Nusach is Lahaniyah. What did the Miuchas Loran say? Lahaliku Lahaniyah. Now, what does the Gemara say in the next line? Do you have it there? Go ahead, Adam. I'm Rabbi Shuba Levi by the woman. Go ahead. What do we say by the women? Chav Gimel Amud Aleph? Isha Vadai. You have it there? I'll read it there. Isha Vadai Madlike. The Gemara says women are Mechuyiv in Neres Hanukkah because Afa Yu Boso Anesh. Noshim Chayavos. Af Ayu Boso Anesh. Now, that's a big Kiddush. Because normally women are potter from the necessities of Zman Groma. This is a mitzvah Zman Groma. Do you apply the principle of mitzvah Zman Groma on a mitzvah of the Rabbanan? Machlokes Rashi Tosfos Brachos Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Assuming that you do, so why are they chayav? Because there's a new cloud called Afayu Boso Anes. Women are mechuyev because they were included in the Nes. Okay? Afayu Boso Anes. Now the truth of the matter is, Halacha Lamaisa, there are many married women that don't lie. Why not? So the Eliyahu Rabbah writes, Ishto Kegufo. She's Yotzu with the Hadlak of her husband. Thereby, if a woman's single or divorced or widowed, she should lie on her own. She should lie on her own. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? She should lie on her own. Now, some had a meaning that no women used to lie. So the Chassam Sofer says, because you used to lie outside, Kol Kvuda Basnach Pnimen. So it's better that Sanua, they shouldn't have to go outside. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, Beferish, Halacha Lamaisa, if a woman wants a light, of course she should light. Mitzvah says she's a single woman, widowed or divorced. A married woman would say, Ishto, Kegufo, and she's Yotzu with her husband. Okay. Now I want to just know, what's the Thloshen? What does it mean, Afayu Boso Nes? What do you mean they were included in this? What Nes? So Rashi says in the Gemara, that the Yavanim or Gozer, we learned this last year in Ksubis, that the Basulos would have beer with the Goyish general. So therefore, through the women, there was an ace too. The Ran adds on that specifically it was done. Because we know that Yehudis fed what? Fed to the general what? Jesus. That's why the Ramas is supposed to eat Milchaks on Hanukkah. And therefore she got him, she cut his head off, she got him drunk, and therefore Aminig is to eat cheese, and she was part of the ace. It's interesting, Lushan Af. What is af? Af means that they're like they weren't the main part, right? Mashu, they weren't the ikker.
Well, they didn't fight.
But the Lomaisa, they seemed like they were in danger, no? So you have to say af means they were in danger. They were also included in the danger. They were also included in the danger. Not that there was the ikker nace, but it means that they were included in danger. That's the pshat Lomaisa Taisa says himsachim. Interesting. Okay. Interesting, Lomaisa. Legabi this din. But what I want to bring out is as follows. And let's get this. Okay? We've said many times so far that the whole Chag of Hanukkah is the Rabbanan. But what about Halal of Hanukkah? So the Chassam Sofer has an unbelievable chiddush. The Chassam Sofer says that halal on Chanukah is diraisa. Halal al Chanukah, he says, is a din diraisa. Unbelievable. Halal on Chanukah, he says, is a din diraisa. Even though the holiday is derabbanan. The holiday is only derabbanan, but halal on anes is diraisa. And then the Nitziv says no. The Nitziv says it's only derabbanan because it's lezichron anes. Lezichron anes, it's only commemorating a miracle, so it's only derabbanan. Lezichron anes, it's only derabbanan. Din derabbanan. But the Chassam Sofer has his diraisa. So if women are mechuyev on lakas near Chanukah, are they mechuyev in halal as well? So what do we say? So it's interesting. Poshup shat lamaisa is that according to the Tosis, a machloek is not interpret Tosis in Sukkah, but the Torah or Fall says women are mechuyev as well in halal al anes. So they're mechuyev the light and they're mechuyev to say halal min atayr. That's what the Torah or Fall is medayik from Tosis in Sukkah. Adaf lamaches. And the Stechemin is medayik from the Rambam. No way. The women are pater from halal min atayr. They are putter. And therefore, what? Chanukah, they cannot be motzi a man. Halacha l'maisa. Question is, let's say a woman be motzi a man in halal. He would just listen to her. So, Chassam Sofer says women are mechuyev. The Torah of halal, Chanukah is diraisa. The Torah of false medayik from Tosfos is that women are mechuyev in the halal. Tosfos says, then it's said, halacha l'maisa, and the Tziv says, no, it's only drabbanan. So according to the what? According to the Torah of Fall, maybe she can even motzi a man, halacha l'maisa, in the halal. The Stechemet says nothing doing. He's medayik that the women are putter from halal, and therefore they cannot be motzi a man. If they want to say halal, they can do it on their own. They're not mechuyev. So that's an unbelievable chassam sofer. When you say halal or chanukah, you have to realize it's al anes. Anytime, it's not like yontif. It's not al simchas yontif, it's al anes. There are different types of halal. There's halal that is said for simchas yontif, there's halal al anes. The Zikronis and the Halonis, Bishasanis, the Haggadah, when you relive an experience. This is commemorating an ace. It's commemorating an ace, the rice of the Rabbanah. That's a major machlaikas. Okay, now this brings us to the following. We said a woman's mechuyev in what? To light. We said a woman is mechuyev in what? We said a woman is mechuyev to say halal. Halacha l'maisa, according to one shita. The question is, can a woman be motzi a man in halakas neiros? Let's say a man is traveling on a business trip. Can his wife be motzi him at home? Al pi din based on this. So the push-up shot is halacha l'maisa. The Ritva says to Maskel Isha, please get it. Absolutely he can. The Ritva writes, absolutely he can. A woman can be motzi a man in halakas neir Chanukah, but not by Kriyas Megillah. What's the difference between Chanukah and Purim? What is the difference? Now the Miri quotes this Ritva, and he says there are those that say, no, a woman can't be motzi a man, and he says, it ain't divrei klum. He says, absolutely a woman can be motzi a man and have like a snares. The Rav Yoh has a suffix. So there really are three shittas in Rishonah. But the prevalent shita is that an Isha can be motzi, Ish, Bahadlakas, Ner, Chanukah, the lo isha lo motzia, the three shittas on that, but we said the prevalent shita she can't, and we paskal it. Isha lo motzia, the kriyas and megillah. What is the difference between the two? Al pi din. Why can a woman be motzia a man by lich and by kriyas and megillah she can't? And we paskal she can be motzia. If he's on a business trip, she can be motzia and light in the house. What's the difference? Al pi din. Halacha l'maisa. So the pashtus is that when it comes to Chanukah, they're equally mechuyev, both a man and woman. So why can't she be motzim? Kriyas and Megillah is different for one of three reasons. Number one, it's not covered at Tzibor if she lames the Megillah. Therefore, since it's not covered at Tzibor, halacha l'maisa, she's not what? She's not able to what? She's not able to be motzi someone. She's puzzle. Even for a yachad, they made a low plug. A woman cannot be motzi a man with Kriyas and Megillah. Because she can't do it for the tzibur, she can't do it even as a yachid. That's number one. Number two is because of kol isha. She can't say the words, kriyas and megillah. It's a problem of kol isha. That's not a problem, obviously, by Chanukah. You don't have a problem of kavanat tzibur by Chanukah. You don't have a problem of what? of Kolisha. And what's number three? Number three is that a woman is mechuyev in Kriyas Megillah only to listen to it. She's not mechuyev to read it. A man is mechuyev to read it, says the Baha'i. They're not on the same level. A woman can't be mechuyev to a man in Kriyas Megillah because she's only mechuyev to listen to it. A man is mechuyev to read it. When it comes to Hanukkah, they're both equally mechuyev to light it. It's on the same madriga. So why can't a woman be mechuyev to a man? So therefore, al pidin, there is absolutely no problem, and that's the difference between Hanukkah and Purim. And that's what the Gemara says, afa yuboso anes. We just have the minhag that a wife is ishtuk gufo. Ishtuk gufo. It's a chiddush. That actually is a chiddush. It's a chiddush to say like that. But that's the minhag. A married woman lights through her husband. She doesn't light it on. But a single woman does light. Al pi din. Absolutely. She could be motzi a man. Al pi halacha. So the third. So we got the three distinctions. Let's write them down. Kavod HaTzibur, you plug it in. Kavod HaTzibur, they made a little plug. What's number two? Kolisha. And what's number three? Number three is what? Women by Megillah is only have to listen Shmia, and when it comes to what? Men by Megillah is Kriya. That's why a woman can't be Motzi Men. It's a different level. Whereas Halakas Neris, it's a din in the Halak, it's the same level, so it's good, no matter what. Okay. Now let's get to the last part I want to get, last Mahalak I want to get to, okay? And that is, do you still have the packet here? Let's get to it. I cough Allah from the base, okay? The Bryce about my Hanukkah. Do you have it in there? Do you have it in there, my Hanukkah? Adam, let's read the Gemara. You got it? I don't know if you have it. You have it on the computer? You have it on the computer. Kafal from the base. Adam, let's see the Gemara. This is a Pella, this Gemara here. Okay? Go ahead. You got it there? My Hanukkah. Go ahead. Taman and Inu. They're 8 days. Go ahead. It's an issur to have a eulogy. It's an issur to fast. Go ahead. They're metame all the oils. Kshagavra. Munach. Guys, what's missing from this Gemara? Gabi, what's missing from this Gemara? The Machanic of this price. What's missing? What's missing? It's a Pella. What's missing from this? It says they established the holiday for what? For next year with what? With Halav Odoi. What's missing? Neros. Says nothing about Halakas Neros. Nothing. Nothing about Halakas Neros. This kasha was asked by the Chedush Ha-Re'im on the bottom of the smog. The Tama Lama Lo Yizkiru Rak Halav Odoi. What does Rashi translate Halav being Adam? Halav what? Go ahead. What does he say, Halav? And what does he translate Odoi rather? Go ahead. You have it there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. This is a Pella, guys. This is a Pella. It says nothing about Lucas Neiris. That's Iker. Okay, granted, those are the three things you got to do. Light Hanukkah, say Hallel, and do Al Anisim. It says nothing about that here. So, I want you to get this down. The pshat is according to Rashi, when did they enact the requirement to light Hanukkah candles? After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. This says the next year when the Beis HaMikdash still existed, they didn't light Neiros Hanukkah. The Ran says the same thing. Why do we light Neiros Hanukkah? Why can't you derive Hanukkah from it? To commemorate the what? The menorah and the mikdash. According to Rashi, the Ran and the Balamor, when historically did they start lighting Hanukkah candles? After the Churban Beis HaMikdash. When was the story? You guys know Jewish history. When was the story of the Maccabim? 70 CE was the Churban. When was it? What year was it?
Before that.
Yeah, it was before. What year approximately?
Like 150.
Something like that. 150 BCE, right? Many years before. According to Rashi, the Ravid and the Balamor, they only started lighting it after the Churban, after 70 CE. That's why it's not in there. You understand? Eli, that's why it's not in there. Gab, you follow me? It's not in there because historically they did it later.
Goes well with the Ramban, everything with Aaron.
Goes well with the Ramban, that it's a good substitute. But according to the Rambam that I gave you, the Rambam, Paskins, and Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Chomer of that door, Masakein, to like Shimon and Eros, even while we had the Beis HaMikdash. Even while we had the Beis HaMikdash. Historically, according to the Rambam, they started lighting Chanukah Licht when we had the Beis HaMikdash still. David, you follow me? That's an amazing machlokas, both historically and in Lumdus. We'll see why. So I ask you, according to the Rambam, that if they lit it while the Beis HaMikdash existed, Adam, then why didn't the Gemara say what? Halal Hodav and what? Halakas Neiris. The next year it should say that. Get the kasha down. According to the Rambam, it should say that. Historically, they lit while we had the Beis HaMikdash. It's a bomb kasha. See, the Balamor, Rashi, the Ran, and the Ravid even. The Ravid says, why do we say Lahalik Nir Shel Chanukah? Lahalik Nir Chanukah? Because it was established on the Nir Shel Mikdash, Shein Shel Torah, Asu Kishel Torah. According to those who showed them, they did it historically after the Churban. But according to the Ran, they did it then. So why is it not in the price? So I want you to get this shot. You know what the Riaz says? And Rav Zulti says that the Ram holds like the Riaz. The Riaz is one of the Rishonim. How do you translate the word hodah? Adam, how did Rashi translate hodah? Al Nisim. You know what the Riaz says? Amazing shot. What does the Riaz say? Hodah means Afakas Neiris. The manifestation of thanking Hashem is lighting the candles. That's what the Riaz says. It means halakas neiros. That is amazing. The physical manifestation of thanking Hashem, Zach, is what? Is lighting the candles. It is not like Rashi that says alanisa. It means halakas neiros. So I'll ask you, according to the Rambam, where is all the candles mentioned? It is mentioned. That's the taich of hodah. That's what hodah is. Why does the Rambam write in Hilchos Megillah? What was the Lashon Nachum? In Perek Gimel, I think it was Halacha Gimel? That Halakas Neiros is Kikrias what? HaMegillah. Why does he say that? For what reason? Why does he say that? For what reason does he say that Halakas Neiros, the Rambam says, is Kikrias HaMegillah? What's the reason? Halakas Neiros is Kikrias HaMegillah. Why? So I would have said, Pasha, they're both the Rabbanim. Okay, fine. He puts them together. Perek Gimel, Aleph and Beis Zichos Megillah, Gimel and Dalet Zichos Chanukah. What does the Magen Avraham say in the name of the Truvas Radbaz? We paskin mitzvahs what? Mitzvahs Srichos Kavana. What's the scope of that psak? The Magen Avraham says in the name of the Truvas Radbaz, it's Simon Samach. I gave it to you in the Mar Makomos. That's only by mitzvahs what? Simon Samach, what's Zifkot and Gimel? That's only by mitzvahs d'oraisa. Mitzvahs d'rabbanan, you don't need kavanah, you're yotzeh. The Vilna Gaon argues. He says both mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs d'rabbanan need kavanah. If you hold like the Magen Avraham and the name of Truvas Radbaz, do you think these two need kavanah or not? What would you say? They're d'rabbanan. Do they need kavanah? I would say no. Because mitzvahs d'rabbanan don't need kavanah. Comes along the Rambam and says, no way. Because Ben, these are mitzvahs of hodah. General mitzvah d'rabbanan don't need kavanah, but a mitzvah d'rabbanan that is anchored on hodah, you cannot give sincere thanks to Hashem unless you have the proper kavanah. That's insincere. I don't care what's going on. At the end of the day, if you didn't have kavanah, that's insincere, whether it was on purpose or not. Most mitzvah d'rabbanan, David, don't need kavanah, but a mitzvah d'rabbanan that is based fully on giving thanks to Hashem without kavanah, you're finished. That's exactly what the Rambam's saying. And what does the Rambam say there in Hilchos Megillah? What was it? Nachum? Where was that Rambam? In Hilchos Megillah, Pirek Beis, Halacha Hey. If you read the Megillah without Kavanah, what's the din? Nayot, what do you mean? It's Rabbanan. I thought the Rabbanan, according to Magen Rabbanan, name and choose Rabbanan is good. What's the answer? No, it's Pursumi Nisa. Reading of the Megillah is Pursumi Nisa. It's publicizing the miracle. Thank Hashem for saving us from Haman. Can you do that without Kavanah? It's a joke. If you're sincerely appreciative of someone, you say thank you with you mean it. How much worse is the Edishter? How can be Yotzik Hodo without Kavanah? It's a nothing. That's exactly what this means. That's exactly what this means. Api Halacha. So if we were writing our own art scroll, when I would translate my Hanukkah, I would translate Howl of Hodo. You know what I'd write in the notes? Rashi says Howl means Howl. Hodo means Howl Nisim. Ayin Rambam, Riaz, Howl means Howl. What is Hodo? Halakas Neris. You got me, Ben? It's an unbelievable shot. Also Musar, too. But it comes from this lumness. Now you'll ask me, please get this down. That's what I gave at the end. Where does the Ram record all the Dinim of Al Nisim? Where? He doesn't mention it once in Hilchos Chanukah. No, Al Nisim for Chanukah. Where does he mention it? Birkas Hamazon. In Hilchos Brachos, and in Shmon Esrei, exactly like Eli said, Hilchos Tefillah. Not one time, because he viewed Alanisim as not the translation of Hodah. That's a din in Tefillah, or it's a din in what? Din in Birkas HaMazon. Has nothing to do with the general din of Chanukah. It's part of the coinage of Benching, it's part of the coinage of Shmon Esrei. That's why you'll never find it once in Hilchos Chanukah, says Rav Zsolti. It's a Moira Dika Pshat. Beautiful Pshat. In fact, I hope you got a chance. On Chavdalim and Beis. Did you get a chance to look at that? On Chavdalim and Beis. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara has a Shiloh. Do you mention Al Anisim and Benching or not? Since it's the Rabbanah, maybe we don't mention, or maybe because of Pursum Nisa we should. Right? So what is Tysus Kash over there, Dibramaski Bayalu? He says, what does he ask over there? He says, why is this Gemara what? And Tosfos say, why is the Gemara tucked at the very end? When do all the sugyas of Shabbos begin? Of Chanukah? What daf? Chaf Aleph from Aleph, which we'll see tomorrow, Blinet. Chaf Sezakah, we didn't do the very beginning. It goes from Chaf Aleph to Chaf Dalet. You wait to the very end? Tosfos is bothered by it. To talk about Al Nisan? Yeah, what's the answer to that, Kasha? Absolutely, you wait to the very end. Because according to the Rambam, it's not an essential core of Hilchos Chanukah. It's really a din in Tefillah. It's a din in Birkas HaMazon. It doesn't belong in the beginning sugyas, which are the Iker sugyas of Chanukah. It's a side din. That's exactly what Tosfos says. Is this Milsa you should have quoted earlier? No way, says Rav Zsolti. According to the Rambam, state, tuck it at the end. Because the din of Hilchos Brachos, the din of Hilchos Tefillah. The translation of the word Hodah means Halakas Neiris. That's why when you really got to gather up a lot of energy when you say what? When you light the lich, because you're really trying to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu very pristinely, in the most pure way as possible. Because that's the real halakha that you're doing. Al-Pi halakha. So that's this Kiddush. And that's why the Pnei Yehoshua asks on this Gemara. We have a famous klal of Tuma, Hutcher, Besibor. If most of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, why do we have to go so crazy to find a Pachshel Shemen that's Tahora? What's the big deal? Tumas Hutcher B'tzibor. If Rove the Tzibor is Tomei. Rove the Tzibor was Tomei. The answer is that if you truly want to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu in its most pristine and beautiful way, what do you do it? You do it L'chachilism, as Ron so actually said. You do it with a pach that's Tahoru. It's not enough to rely on the principle of Tumas Hutcher B'tzibor. No way. You try to do it with a pach Shemen that's Tahoru. Because especially if you're saying that the anchor of what? Of lighting the Chanukah is a din of Hodah. But I thought Mitzvah Rabbanan doesn't need Kavanah. Hodah needs Kavanah, Eli. That's the translation of the word. So according to the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense historically, and also Alpi Lamdis. Historically in Alpi Lamdis, that they lit the Chanukah candles when we still had the Beis HaMikdash. Because you thank Hashem for what happened. What do you got? You have to wait till the Korban happens. See, according to the other Rishonim, it's just to commemorate what it's supposed to be zecher what the candy rice was at the menorah and the mikdash. That was alpi the lumdus we said yesterday. According to the Rambam, it's not like that. It's a manifestation of a karsa tov. There's not too many mitzvahs you have that are based on a karsa tov. I want to just end with something very beautifully to top it all off. If the old Ner Chanukah is a mice of a karsa tov, the menorah and the mikdash of Chaim Shmuel Levitz is also a karsa tov. Because why do we have the menorah and the mikdash? Because who led us throughout the midbar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yesh. So we also, out of Al-Tzakarsa Tov, want to what have the menorah and the mikdash. So you, it could be that Chanukah is modeled after the menorah and mikdash, which was based on a karsa tov, so that Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is a karsa tov. It's a mice of a karsa tov. And that's why, even though a mitzvah rabbanah doesn't need kavanah, this one needs kavanah. And that's why they admit it when the bits of mikdash existed. You don't have to wait to say thanks till it's destroyed. That's the whole lumdus. And that's why it makes sense that women are mechuyev just as well. Why are women just mechuyev as well? Because they have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu just as well. Why can they be motzi a man? They have the same level of karsa tov as a man. She can be motzi a man in halakas neres. Not by Megillah, but by halakas neres, of course. Because that's what it's based on. That's kufa neschidish. Very rare that you'll find a mitzvah that is anchored on a karsa tov. That I have to do an action based on a karsa tov. That's exactly what this Ner Chanukah is all about. And that's why you're supposed to have such kavanah. Maybe you could just add on. Let's close with this. Now, tomorrow we have lunch. Okay? So, if the guys aren't here, please tell them to come at 12. Yaakov, can you bring your guitar? I can't hear you.
Sure.
Okay, great. You bring your guitar, so we'll have a shtickle of Nesivah Lamais. And tonight we have the Nesivah and the Yeshiva. So, if you come, I'm not going to be able to stay for a long time, but I think I'll try to get there around 9:30. So it'd be good if we could dance together. 9:30 to 10 would be good. I got to bring my earplugs because the sound is so loud in that room. I don't know why they're doing the old Beis Medrash. But I want to just close with, there's a famous Rashi. I don't know how famous, but it says, Aron, every single day, lit the Aron. And what does it say? La'git shvachol sh'aron shaloshim. To praise Aaron that he never deviated. He never changed. Every day he did the same thing. Okay, what's the big deal? Hashem tells you to do something, you do it. You got to daven three times a day. You come to Seder, you come to Shir, right? Okay. It's a great thing. We pat ourselves on the back. For this we were created. Why do we have to praise him? I'll tell you why. Perhaps. Because the menorah is the Hakar Satov. And a lot of times, Hakar Satov becomes stale. You thank the person once, okay, that's it. Once a decade, once every 20 years. No way. Aaron gathered up enough energy every single day with a sincere heart, was makar tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the lighting of the menorah. So certainly 8 days a year, when we do Neres Chanukah, we have to gather up enough energy and kavanah. Let's say you had a tough day with the college. You have to leave one of your classes. You're done with the class. You got to light. Take a break. Maybe take a sefer. Take out Masilas Yesharim. Put yourself in a good mindset, because when you strike that match and when you light that candle, you're saying thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for this amazing mace that happened. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than any other mitzvah we have. And that's why it's a mitzvah derabbanah that normally, according to Magen and Chus Rabbah, doesn't need kavana. This needs kavana, because Hakar Satov Bli Kavana is a zero. So we want our Hakar Satov to be tremendous and great. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Friends, stop a minute, and we'll one more. Here.